From Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Vayechanan, kosher bacon. Right after the Shema, which appears in our Parsha, there's a special section that was often overlooked. And the Netziv, Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, looks at it and wonders, what is this section doing here? What is it adding to anything? Most of the themes there seem to be found elsewhere. It says, when we come to the land which God has promised to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, you'll have cities who are great cities, good cities. You didn't build them. Houses who are filled with great things, you didn't fill. There'll be wells that are dug that you didn't dig. There'll be vineyards. There'll be olive groves that you didn't plant, and you will eat and you will be satisfied. Oh, what is it telling us? That is, you should be careful lest you forget God. Why? It says that so many times in the book of Devarim. Why now? And then it says, Hashem Elokei Tirah, Tov Ta'avod, Ushmo Tishaveah. There's a verse that's exactly the same verse that appears in Parshat Ekev, that you should fear God and worship God. What do we need that for here? And then it says, don't go after any of the gods, Asher Sivivotechem. Don't follow the gods that are nearby you. Oh, we shouldn't go after any gods. It doesn't matter where they are. So what's going on here? What sort of section is it? It's a little parshia. It's not a parsha, but a parshia, a little paragraph indented. And what is it? What is the purpose of this section? So the Tzif says we need to understand it in light of the way the Gemara in Chulin understands this section. The Gemara understands that when you have houses filled with all the good that you didn't fill, that you can eat everything in the house, because it says you should eat and drink, eat and be satiated. But how can you eat everything in the house? Maybe some of it is pig. Maybe some of it is bacon. So the Gemara says, afilu katle de chaziri. Even if it's katle, or the Rambam says, orfe, some sort of pig product, the Rashi says it's baconous, but some sort of bacon, then you can still eat it. Under what circumstance? So here we have a machloket, a debate between the Ramban and the Rambam. A double machloket. The Rambam says you can only eat it if you're a soldier who is hungry during the time of war, during the years of conquest. The Ramban says that anybody can eat it during the 7 years of conquest, and after that, there's no special dispensation for soldiers. If a soldier is in danger of his life, he can eat anything. If he's not in danger, he can't eat it. There's no special dispensation for a soldier. The Rambam says there's a special dispensation for every soldier, but it's only for soldiers, it's not for anyone else. Now, the question is, if indeed take the approach that during those years anybody could eat this bacon, then the question is, why? If bacon, if pig, if chazir is something which sometimes mitamtem talev, it has certain spiritual properties that are not good for our souls, then why suddenly during certain years would it be permitted? I mean, if we follow the Rambam that if your life is in danger, then you could eat it. Well, of course, there are many things you could do that are not proper, but you do them when your life is in danger. But to say that God gave us a special gift, that while we're conquering the land of Israel, we can eat anything. Anybody can eat anything, even if you're not in danger, even if you're not that hungry. It's a special blessing, a special gift. I'm giving you houses filled with good things. How can we explain that? If it's not good to eat bacon on a Tuesday, why is it okay to eat bacon on a Wednesday that happens to be the 7 years of conquest of the land of Israel? So one professor at Bar-Ilan suggested that this shows that we're taking the approach that there's nothing inherently hocus-pocus about bacon. It's just a forbidden food. Here it's permitted. Usually it's forbidden. When it's forbidden, it's bad for us. When it's permitted, it's fine. There's nothing inherent in the food. Or the Netziv says something a little different. He says, no, there is something inherently problematic, but the Torah is allowing you to eat it then. So therefore, that's why this parsha is needed to tell me, Yishamer Lecha, watch out. When you have a special dispensation, sure you have a dispensation, but be careful. Even under this circumstance, you've got to be careful. Sometimes someone has a reason why they can't observe Shabbos at that particular point. Someone has an excuse why they have to eat this particular food. But we have to be careful. We have to be vigilant about leniencies and allowances that are legally made at times. But we can't slip into making that de rigueur, into making that somehow as if it's nothing to do that. The other element of this section, which is unique to coming into the land of Israel, is don't go after the gods that are around you. The way I understood the Netziv is as follows, that you might be tempted when you come to the land of Israel, you'll say, look, how am I going to live among all these pagans? I know. I'll follow the gods of the pagans and I'll have an alliance and of nations around me. And that's what Shlomo did. He married the Egyptian queen and he brought in their idols from the different countries, because that way he'd have peace with all the neighbors. So that's what the Torah says. Specifically during this conquest, that's when you have to watch out. That's when you have to, et Hashem lo karatira, a special admonishment to worship God, to fear God, especially when we're in the time of conquest, a morally challenging period, and especially when we're trying to get hold of the land of Israel. Now, if we go back to this kosher bacon and say, you know, what is this? Why would it be permitted to have this bacon during this period? Now, one theory is simply a gift. The Torah is telling us you get a gift during this time, and it happens to be not kosher, you get to eat it. The Chizkuni in Maaseh wants to compare this to the idea of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Sometimes the entire congregation are defiled. They have come in contact with the dead, and they want to bring a communal sacrifice. So we say, since it's the entire community, they can bring the sacrifice under less than ideal circumstances. So too here, since the entire community is engaged in conquest, and many are forced to be eating certain things, the whole community together can be involved in this. One reason we don't violate the Torah is because we want to be part of the community. If the whole community is involved in conquest, and they need to eat certain things, the whole community joins together at that time, just at a one-time dispensation, and they were able to eat these things. That's how I understand the Chizkuni. The Rambam seems to connect it and link it with the laws of Eisha Yifator, of the man who, while at battle, his desires lead him to take a woman from among the Gentile nations. And the Rambam is saying that this is also some kind of dispensation. You know, you're soldiers, you're hungry, we give you a dispensation to eat these particular fruits. So we have three possible reasons why it's permitted. So, but no matter why it's permitted, we have to remember Hishamer. You got to be careful. Even in times when unusual measures are allowed to be taken, you got to be morally careful not to fall into any dangerous spiritual situation. Finally, the Sforno lays out an interesting point about the special morality laid out in this particular section, right after the Shema, chapter 6. And that is that Ha'osher Shetasig Osher Bli Amal. That I'm giving you, says God, I'm giving you a gift. Wealth without toil. You conquer the land and there it is. All of a sudden you've got a house full of goods. Gold, silver, food, kosher bacon. And when you earn wealth without toil, it's tremendous danger. Usually, Yigia Kapecha Kitochel Shrecha V'Tov Lach. When you work hard on something, then you get it, you earn it, you deserve it. That's comfortable for us morally, spiritually. But there's a great spiritual danger when we get things that we don't deserve. As human beings, we often get things we don't deserve, things we get without working, things we get from our parents, things we inherit. And there's a great spiritual danger in that. So that's part of this parsha as well, to remember that what we toil at, that's what we most deserve. There's so many things in life we don't really deserve. And that's the spiritual danger that we'll just take it for granted and say, well, that's what we have. Hashem lokechatira, totavo, worship God, fear God. You should continue to thank God for all the special gifts he gives us, even especially those we didn't even work for and we got nonetheless. This special section after the Shema is worthy of being after the Shema. It's a special section for special times. In those special times, sometimes we need to be especially wary and especially vigilant. In these times, the good times we live now in America and the land of Israel, also we need to be especially vigilant and make sure that we don't take for granted that sometimes we have osher b'li amal, wealth and great gifts without much toil, just as a blessing from God. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sfarad Beth Lamed congregation, here for the discussion of Parshat Vayetchanan. Join us each week for the discussion of the Parsha and the various holidays. And thanks to our producer, Jason Lefkowitz. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.